The leaders of the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations meeting near Calgary in Canada announced a major new initiative today to safeguard Russia's vast stockpile of weapons of mass destruction. The leaders pledged up to $20 billion over the next 10 years to make sure that Russia's chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons are kept out of the hands of terrorists. The United States is spending about $1 billion annually on its own. Until now, the Europeans have spent virtually nothing on the problem. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
This is the first significant increase in international spending to safeguard weapons of mass destruction in Russia since the collapse of the Soviet Union. For the first time, leading nations beyond the United States have agreed to kick in serious amounts of money. President Bush finalized the deal during a private meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G8 summit.
President Putin has been a stalwart in the fight against terror. He understands the threat of terror because he has lived through terror.
The scope of the problem in Russia is enormous. Russia has stockpiled more than 600 tons of plutonium and highly enriched uranium, which could be used to make thousands of nuclear weapons. In addition, there are tens of thousands of assembled strategic and tactical nuclear weapons in Russia and many reactors from old nuclear submarines. The security of nearly all of this material is weak at best. On top of that, Russia has a stockpile of 40,000 tons of chemical weapons, three-quarters of which are the most deadly nerve agents, such as sarin and VX gas. And then there's the biological weapons complex. The Soviet Union was the world's largest producer of weapons containing smallpox, plague, anthrax, and botulinum toxin. On its own, Russia has not had the financial resources to destroy or safeguard these deadly materials. The United States has spent about $5 billion since the early 1990s to help protect Russia's nuclear stockpile. Now the U.S. has committed itself to spend $1 billion a year for the next decade, and that will be matched for the first time by an additional $1 billion a year from Europe, Japan, and Canada. Until now, says John Wolfstall of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Europe had not taken this problem seriously enough.
Europeans obviously had lived with the fear of a Soviet invasion for decades. They had lived under the threat of nuclear attack for decades between NATO and Warsaw Pact. And so after the Cold War ended, the Europeans said, okay, this really isn't as big a problem for us. But after September 11th, I think that message has been brought home to a lot of European capitals.
Even the Bush administration before September 11th had planned to cut some of its expenditures for safeguarding Russian nuclear weapons. Russian President Putin appears to have fully committed himself to this task as well. For the first time, Russia will allow access to its secret chemical and biological warfare sites, says John Wolfstall.
We don't know which sites were involved in producing biological toxins. We don't know how many facilities possessed or could produce chemical weapons. And so a big chunk of this money will be spent just completing our knowledge base. So it's going to be many years to look at both what do we need to learn about in terms of the threats of chemical and biological agents in Russia? And then how do we begin the process of eliminating those threats, securing those stockpiles, and really protecting ourselves and the Russians from the threat of terrorism?
It will also be a huge challenge to organize this effort. So far, no one agency in the U.S. has coordinated all the American programs now underway in Russia to safeguard nuclear materials. That problem will be compounded exponentially when Europe, Canada, and Japan get involved. Mike Schuster, NPR News.